Live from Bradenton, Florida this morning, Pittsburgh Pirate broadcaster Bob Walk joining us for Wednesday edition of the Pittsburgh Pirates Spring Training Report. Bob, Pirates won 3-2 over the Phillies yesterday. Just give us a short recap of that game and the Pirates' performance.
Sure. I thought one of the big things, for me anyway, was the fact that, Bednar really did a heck of a job out there in his inning, and that's something that I've been, a little bit watching and concerned with as the spring training went on, because he's going to be, one of the big parts of that bullpen, although the bullpen seems right now like it is, just absolutely stuffed with, all kinds of guys that could go north. It's going to really be a little bit on the difficult side to really pick who that bullpen is going to be, especially the left-handers, because there's four of them that are doing well down here, and they have experience in the major leagues, and so who knows. But the only other thing to really talk about was Thomas Arrington, the young man that got the start. Kind of odd for us, somebody or a young rookie never been in the big leagues, has gotten a couple outings this spring, mainly out of the bullpen. And to get a start this late in spring training, so why does that happen? Well, they've liked what they've seen to this point, and they wanted to see a little bit more of him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure he's penciled in for our starting pitching depth this year. Somebody that you can go to later on. He's a fairly highly thought of prospect. He gave up a home run to the second hitter of the game, but after that, nobody really. I don't think even hit a ball hard off of him. He went out there. He pitched into the fourth inning. So I thought he did a pretty good job. But nothing else much happened in that ball game. The minor league guys basically came in and scored three runs in the bottom of the ninth. We won the game 3-2. But and that was really a thrill. The one young kid who had been in the minor leagues for about, I think, 3.5 years now. He came over from minor league camp, and he was up with two outs in the bottom of the ninth inning, a game-winning home run, and it's a thrill of a lifetime for him. It's something, if we never see him again, that's going to be a memory that he really takes with him for a long time.
Bob, as a former pitcher, and one that I've heard in interviews and when you and I have talked in spring training, looking back on your career, you've always said that for you, you weren't a very good pitcher, but you had your moments, and you had some big moments, whether it was, in Philadelphia, with the Pirates, what have you. When you were in slumps, and like we saw with Bednar and some of the other guys in the bullpen last year, when you're in a slump as a pitcher, what sort of things did you do to try and break out of that slump? I know it's different for everybody, for each pitcher to pitcher, but for you, what are some of the things that some of these guys are going through when they're in these slumps to try and kind of get the train back on the tracks?
Well, it depends on what's causing it. Me personally, it was a lot of self-inflicted stuff. I would get a loss of confidence. And I'd start trying to always miss the bat. So, you get to where you're afraid somebody's going to put something in play. It's going to be a base hit. So you're always trying to get people to swing at bad pitches. And because you do that, now you're in a bunch of 2-0-3-1 count. And it's just what you're trying to avoid, you're actually creating. And, that's a mental thing that I think every younger pitcher needs to get over with. Now, as I got later in my career, that was a little bit less of a problem, especially after I got released by the Braves and came over to the Pirates. In my mid-20s, I kind of figured out that a lot of my problems that I was having in Atlanta before I got released were self-inflicted. And that's the mental part of things. And then there's the physical stuff where your mechanics, you're doing something wrong, with your mechanics that it is causing you to have poor control or taking velocity away from your fastball. That's where a pitching coach can break things down and say, hey, you're opening up your hips way, way late. You need to, start getting them early, and he'll, maybe he's got some kind of a trick that you can think of that that will make that happen. Mm-hmm. Those sort of things. And then the other thing that can cause guys to get in slumps are if it's a big injury. Of course, you know about it, and you're not pitching. You're going on the injury list. But a lot of guys will be nagging injuries, and I think that was part of what happened with Bednar last year. You know, you got a little of this, you got a little of that. You're never really feeling completely, well out there. It's hard to work on things because your back's hurting and you don't want to go out and throw that sideline to work on the control of your curveball because you want to give that back plenty of rest so that the next time you go out there onto the mound in a game, it'll be feeling better. I mean, these are the kind of things that, you know, all pitchers have to deal with. The mental stuff, the physical, mechanical stuff of a delivery, mm-hmm. and, especially the nagging injury problems where it's not going to take you out of the ball game, but it's going to affect the way you throw the ball.
Bob, we talked last year about Ray Miller. He had just passed away and his influence on you. You mentioned in Atlanta when you were released, you were kind of at a crossroads in your career and another name that had a lot to do with where you went next and I think kind of where you are today was Johnny Saint. Talk to us about him, his influence on you, and kind of how he helped you get to the next chapter of your career when you were released there by Atlanta.
Well, actually, I'd turned the corner before Atlanta had released me because of I was working with Johnny Saint. Before they released me, they'd sent me down into to AAA, mm-hmm. where he was the AAA pitching coach. And he's like a legendary pitching coach. He was a very older gentleman at the time. But he was really down to earth, and he immediately recognized that most of my problem was mental and confidence and that sort of thing. So he went to work on that, which helped me identify what my real problem was. I was out there always, there wasn't like this fear, like afraid, but no confidence in my stuff to really go and attack the strike zone and that sort of thing. And at first, I was attacking the strike zone way too much. I was getting my brains knocked out down there. But after about a month or so working with him, I turned the corner, things started clicking. My confidence, came. And, a lot of confidence, and this is a weird thing to say, but a lot of about confidence for a baseball player is you have to have a little bit of a I don't care about the results attitude out there.
Mm-hmm.
Because if every time you give up a base hit or a double off the wall or something, it's you get that feeling like, oh no, here we go. You can care way too much about the results, and that's going to affect everything you do from that point on. You're going to start losing that confidence, and so. You have to really, let some of that bad stuff just roll off your back. You can't pay attention to it. It's going to tear you up out there. And I'm sure it's kind of the same thing for hitters. They'll get into slumps too. And to them, I'm sure it seems like every time I do hit a ball hard, it's right at somebody. But it's, both sides, the pitching and the hitting, can really be affected by your mental attitude and how you're reacting to negative things that are happening to you.
Bob, with position players and pitchers, and especially with spring training, with the cuts that happen, one of the Pirates' top pitching prospects, and Bubba Chandler, was one of the first cuts of the spring for the Pirates this year. And that's kind of a parallel to you in one of your first spring trainings. You were cut early. But then you were called up by June, and I think what you realized further down the road was there's kind of a method to that madness with pitchers when they do get sent down early, that there's a reason for it, and it's not necessarily because they're not good. It's just kind of a different mindset and a different method. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, in spring training especially, your first time in that big league spring training, and you get the early cut. And this happened to me because I was one of the stars coming through the minor leagues that first time. I was a pretty big prospect, and I was one of the first cuts to go. And some of my teammates over the last couple of years did not get cut right away. And I was like, I couldn't really figure that out. And I can remember thinking about that, thinking, God, why are they? They must not think as highly of me as I thought, and all that stuff. And again, there's those negative things coming in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
But years later, after, you know, living big league spring trainings for 15 years, and then really being able to watch it as an announcer, I know exactly what goes on. If the premier guy, like especially a starting pitcher, gets cut early and sent to camp, it's because that they do feel very highly about him, and they want him to go over there and start pitching on a very regular basis and be ready for that phone call when they need him. They don't want him right now. They don't want to put him in the bullpen. They want him as a long-term starting pitcher on their team. And that's why you get cut early and go down there and take care of your business, get ready for that phone call, because it's probably going to come after, you know, about a month and a half in the season. You'll be one of the first guys they need as long as you're down there doing the job. And
appreciate getting a chance to talk to you, Bob. We'll talk to you again on Friday, and enjoy your time down in Florida, and we'll talk to you then.
All right. Bye-bye.